Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hard to believe it's been about a month? One month and about 10 days since that storm that blew through here, the tornado that did all that damage, actually. And, you know, the recovery efforts are still underway. And now, starting Saturday, FEMA is opening up a disaster recovery center here in St. Louis. And let me get to my friend John Mills, who, of course, is former Channel 4 reporter with me for many years and now works as an external affairs officer for Region 7 for the for FEMA, for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. John, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. Thanks for inviting me on.
Yeah, you told me you're down at police headquarters this morning. Why is that?
Yeah, so our team is here supporting the state of Missouri and also the city of St. Louis, and we're working in a temporary location here really closely with city emergency management, and that's where the city is set up.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about this recovery center. I would assume the first, so you've got these open up, and they're going to be open from 8 to 8, and the first one's up at the Union Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. And it opened this past Saturday, and it's open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. And that location is really to serve people in the city of St. Louis. It's at the corner of North Newstead and Del Mar. And we have a really great space that the church made available to the city and that we have staff in there. And what we're doing is sitting down with impacted residents from the May 16th tornado and helping them through the disaster assistance application process.
Do you know, John, what the greatest need is? Obviously, you talked about the application process there, but do you know what some of the other big needs are now about a month or so out from this tornado?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing people who are still living in homes that are just not safe to live in. And we're primarily here to help people who are not covered by insurance or who don't have enough insurance to begin the recovery process. So we're providing some money to give people a hand up to help them make some basic home repairs just to restore habitability to their homes or to begin the rebuilding process. We can also provide some money to survivors to help them pay for a temporary place to live and also to replace some essential personal property that was destroyed. Unfortunately, many thousands of people were directly affected by the May 16th tornado. We're hearing from thousands and thousands of people who need help, and we're helping them through that process.
Yeah. John Mills, our guest from FEMA. John, obviously there's a limit on what FEMA can do. It's not a magic fix to all of these people's problems. Like, what are the limits on what an individual might be able to receive in terms of a FEMA benefit?
That's going to vary by household. So if someone has no insurance and their home is totally gone, someone could potentially receive many thousands of dollars, but it's not going to be enough for them to rebuild that home. So it's going to vary. And that's why we work with each household on a case-by-case basis based on their specific needs. We're also, in addition to the city, working with survivors of the May 16th tornado in St. Louis County and also in Scott County for the storms that also hit Scott County near Cape Girardeau on May 16th. And then I'm also involved with our response to storms that took place in March. And that event impacted 18 counties that are designated for FEMA individual assistance, including St. Louis County, Jefferson County, Franklin County, and Phelps County, where Rolla is located, and a number of counties in southeast and south central Missouri. So we really had a lot of storms hit Missouri in March and in May. And so we're trying to help people in all of those areas, not just in the city.
When it comes to local money that some of these residents would receive who maybe had their home destroyed, I know there's an ordinance here in St. Louis City where they're able to basically hold a percentage of it. I believe it's 15 up to 20% of it, just to verify that they don't take that money basically and say, you know what, I'm not even going to fix my home up. I'm just going to leave it there as rubble, take the money and leave. Is there anything in place like that when it comes to FEMA money to make sure that it's actually going toward repairs on their home?
I think what you're referring to has to do with insurance. For FEMA assistance, we're primarily concerned with just providing people with a hand up to help them begin the recovery process. So someone may choose to make some basic home repairs and continue living in their home. Or if, depending on their specific situation, they may choose to rent another place to live temporarily or find a different rental altogether, depending on their specific situation. So we do not require someone, for example, to continue living in the exact same neighborhood or rebuild in the exact same location. People do get to make some choices about how best to rebuild and begin the recovery process that best meets their family's needs.
Yeah. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, John Mills, my guest. If you're just joining us, he's, of course, with FEMA. They've just opened a disaster recovery center here in St. Louis to respond to the tornado damage. And John, when all this was happening in the waiting period time for the White House to approve, to get the FEMA recovery assistance approved, talk about that process, because there were some criticisms that it seemed to take longer than normal. I didn't think so, but how does that work? How does FEMA come in and determine whether or not they're going to take part in the recovery?
FEMA comes in at the request of the governor, and we're here in support of state emergency management and the Missouri Department of Public Safety, along with the affected communities. So generally, we will get a request from the state to conduct preliminary damage assessments to gather data as rapidly as possible and provide that to the state to help the governor decide whether to request a major disaster declaration. And then FEMA makes recommendations in terms of approving that. So that now that the president has approved disaster declarations for the March disaster and the May 16th disaster, people who are directly affected and have losses not covered by insurance can contact FEMA for assistance. And I have a couple of important deadlines I want to mention for people in your listening area, if that's
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Sure. So if you had damage and you are in St. Louis County, Jefferson County, or Franklin County, and if you're listening in Rolla and Phelps County, this includes you as well. So this is for the disaster that happened March 14th and 15th. So the deadline for you to apply if you have losses not covered by insurance is July 22nd. That's July 22nd. That's not the end of the assistance. That's just the application deadline. So you can call FEMA at 1-800-621-3362. It's 800-621-3362. The fastest way to apply is online at disasterassistance.gov. That's disasterassistance.gov. And you apply the same way if you had damage from the May 16th tornado. So that's for people in St. Louis County and St. Louis City, along with Scott County in southeast Missouri. So you apply online at disasterassistance.gov or by calling 800-621-3362. And Mark, in addition to the Disaster Recovery Center that we have opened at Union Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church at Newstead and Del Mar in St. Louis City, we are expecting to announce two more disaster recovery centers opening in the city in coming days. So we'll be sure to announce that. And we're also working closely with St. Louis County, looking at one or two disaster recovery centers opening in St. Louis County, both for the March and the May disasters.
Very good. John, great having you on. It's been a while, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark and Kim. Really appreciate you having me on and helping get the word out to disaster survivors.
Yep. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure. My friend John Mills there, now with FEMA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.